Paul, what we've learned in the first hour and a bit is clearly everything was about your expectations. If, as Rangers fans, you didn't expect to win the league and didn't really think you could, then you're just not that disappointed this afternoon, because how could you be? You know, you performed fine and might even have won the game. Does that sort of sum up your place?
Yeah, I don't know, it's a strange one because, said you could win the Europa League, and I know it's a huge ask. I mean, it's a huge ask. The budget Rangers have got and everything else, and playing against, you know, RB and whatnot, is still a big ask to do this. But at the end of the day, we threw it away January time. And in fact, I think the one at Ibrox, when Celtic won that game, that's where kind of still, I was thinking, if we win today, if Fats Akala scored that goal, then do you know what? Hearts still to play Celtic and D United away and whatnot. There could have still been a wee bit of nerves setting in and things like that. But, you know, if we'd won at Ibrox, I think that was a game that would have maybe made a wee bit of a difference. So my heart kind of went away after that point in time in it. But, you know, I think we've also, where we've slipped up on, is the January transfer window. I would have banged on, and then that was one of them as well, but Ramsey coming in. But I don't think we've got the strength and depth. We've been unlucky with injuries. Some of the forum, Adebo going out to the African Cup of Nations and all that type of stuff and whatnot. We've relied too heavily on certain players in certain positions, and some have taken a wee bit longer to settle in, like Lundstrom and people like that. Celtic, you know, hats off to them. They've put on a brand new team. And, you know, you can't take it away. I think one thing I do want to say is I think Ange Postecoglou has been very classy and how he's come across the media and how he came across in taking that team forward. So I don't think we've got many Rangers fans saying that right enough, but you know, hats off, they've done well. But do you know what, at the end of the day, this is balancing out with the Europa League run. I mean, we've taken on likes of Borussia Dortmund, put them aside and things like that. So for a team that's only spent £2.75 million this year and went through umpteen qualifiers to get where we are, I think it would be well topped off if we get to that Europa League final. So, well done, Celtic. It's more or less there, isn't it? But you've still got to qualify for the Champions League. That's my wee dig in there then.